have them together.
Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hello, everybody. Glad to have you aboard. Yes, it's time for the Wednesday Psychic Love Doctor Show. And this is the show where we alternate between Blog Talk Radio and those who are on our Facebook Live page, on Facebook, that is.
That would be the book.
That would be it. And the page would be the Psychic Love Doctor Show page. So, wanting to let you all know that we're using ordinary playing cards, so not to be confused with tarot, oracle cards, or any of the other systems that are out there. Okay, it's important for you to bear that in mind. Also, we'll be using a 24-card layout for each of your questions. Well, I guess for your calls, each of your calls. So give me a moment while I, you know, put out your cards and the layout. And I find this is a far more productive way to conduct readings on a show. Gives me a very nice look at your life. It's kind of just a snapshot, really, snapshot, yes. So, anyway, I'm going to turn it over to Jimbo now, who is going to help you to have a very good phone call with us.
Indeed. Welcome. I want to remind everybody, the show is for informational and educational purposes only. And I also would like to remind folks out there that if you are an international caller or an international Facebooker, make sure you let us know, and as we see you announce your presence and your location, we'll give you a live shout-out, like to Rachel down in Australia. She's our first one. Welcome, international folks. Anybody else, make sure you let us know.
I think you got another one.
She must let me know. Gotta let me know. All right, 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. When you call in, you'll get a live message. Live message, well, actually, it's not a live person talking. That's a recorded message. But you'll get a message saying you can listen to the show while you wait, and that will be a live show you will listen to. If you don't hear a live show or any show, something is wrong, and you should hang up and dial immediately. That number again, 515-602-9676. Our Facebook folks that are able to call, if you need me to repeat that number, I could just copy and paste it into the little chat log thing. So it'll be there a lot longer, and you won't have to try to memorize it, write it down, whatever you want to say. All right. Bye-bye. Like Deb said, it's alternate Wednesdays. We'll start off with the Blog Talk call, and then we shall go to the Facebook folks. And when we do so, we will take the first Facebook Messenger audio or video chat. So you will call us on Facebook Messenger. You will call Deborah Lee. That's who you will call. You can't get through to the Psychic Love Doctor show if you try to do that. That will fail. So Deborah Lee is the key, but only when we make that formal announcement, because they don't have a cool hold system for messengers, so we'd have to hang up on you if we're not ready.
Okay, you've got a few internationals now.
International shout out to Virgil from the UK, and then Julie is indeed from the UK also.
And
Dr. Priya is hanging out in the Netherlands.
Yeah.
Rosemary's back stateside, I believe, but she was international not too long ago in her little trip to Italy. Italia. All right. Also, the harps means your reading with Deborah has been concluded. Free reading has got to come to an end to make time for other folks. It's the way the cookie crumbles. You want more time? You got to bust out a dime. All right, go to the psychiclovedoctor.com webpage and you arrange for a private reading. That's the name of that, too. All right. We don't want we do not want. We do not want. We do not want after show messages. Hey, I got this question. I got. I need to know this. It doesn't work that way, folks. Free stuff is during the show. Show over. No more free stuff. Either you wait or you go and you pull the trigger and you break out your wallet. You go to psychologlove.com and it's nothing. It's nothing. And you get a lot more time than you'd ever get on this radio show. And you arrange that time, actually. You pick it. So don't mess. That's kind of rude, actually. You may not think so, but it is really rude for somebody. She does this for a living. Free shows for fun for us, fun for you. Gives you a little freebie. But you can't expect to get all your questions answered on demand anytime you feel like it. For free? What fantasy world will you live in? Nothing's free. Don't you know that? Except on this show during that time block. All right. Anyway, when you hear the harps, like I said, that's reading's got to come to an end, but I'm going to give you an angel card before we move on to the next caller. And today's flavor, because we have lots of angel cards, it's the healing angel card. These are pretty good. These are pretty good cards, too. Well, they're all good. Just some of them we struggle with, the ones that are from that Japanese company, and they have a little translation problem. So those will make it a little more interesting for me to read.
You know, English is considered an extremely hard language to learn. Especially considering all of the inconsistencies, let's call it. You know, you've got the word tear and tear. And you've got the word bass and bass. Words like that. That I can only imagine how hard it is for someone to learn English as a second language.
But you don't need to know those tiny little differences to be able to function over in this country.
Well, in reading, it could be... You know,
in what
tough for you if you're reading a contract, if you're reading, you know, like I've done some reading with organizations that try to help people that become incarcerated when they're in. I almost said Abu Dhabi, but it's Bahrain, not Bahrain. Say it.
Guantanamo Bay, possibly.
Maybe. I mean the other place, that rich place, the
Dubai.
Dubai. And guess what? Though their charges are all written in Arabic, then you have to pay a translator and hope like hell it's an honest one who's going to actually translate it properly to you. Either way, you're signing something.
You know what? Don't go to another country and get your ass in trouble. Be a smart person. Don't be a dumbass.
And
all
women,
right?
And women, if they tell you, don't go with your ass hanging out, don't do it. You know that if a Muslim woman complains about you because you're out in public and you get approached, the police there can tell you you're going to go change. And if you don't, they can arrest you. So,
word up on that, dog.
All right.
All right.
So we're all in our different conversations. I love that.
But
no, we're ready to take the phone.
We are indeed. 703, which is in our own Commonwealth of Virginia. 703, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Number one.
And
hello, guys. How are you?
And who are we speaking to?
We're speaking to Vicki.
Vicki, good to hear from
you.
So
we got two callers from 703.
Yes, we do. So how are you doing?
Feeling exhausted today. I'm not sure why, but I'm tired. I'm waiting for Friday to get here. But, yeah, how are you guys doing? Good?
I think we are right in step with you on that. We love when Friday comes. Yes.
Yeah. So my question is, I am working. However, I'm looking for a new opportunity. I'm not sure what type of energy are you picking up in regards to that.
You have a new opportunity. Do you feel
I'm
like...
I'm looking.
Oh, good. Thank you for clarifying. All right, I'm going to... Oh, so you're ready to move on. If the right opportunity presents itself, yes? Yes. Did we lose her? I hope not. Okay.
Connection was a little rough. Are you here, Vicki?
Yes, I am. Yes.
Okay. We just wanted to make sure. All right. So new opportunities. Hey. She wants to know what the cards see about that. The cards are going down.
Definitely.
Now, opportunity, is this business related or like employment related, kind of a mixture, or what are we talking about?
I'm open. A mixture. A mixture would work, but got to start somewhere, right?
So you want to know if there is a new opportunity?
Yes, she is.
Oh, okay. I thought she already kind of had one that was coming and she wanted to know about it. Okay, so she's looking for a new opportunity. Roger that. Understood.
Well, your cards are telling me that this would be a time to be patient and wait for that opportunity, unless you are really in a bind and need to move on. What it shows is that you very likely, if let's say you were in an urgent situation concerning work, you would take a cut in pay. And I would think that wouldn't be something that wouldn't be very kosher. You know, you want to go up, not down.
That is a true statement.
Correct.
And let me see what we have here for you. Looks like it's going to be a great summer with lots of romantic possibilities. Unless, of course, you're with somebody, then that could only mean that you are...
It will enhance the current relationship?
I would think, yeah.
Or she could have a relationship that maybe isn't all that stable or happiness.
So tell us, Vicki, which way are you leaning in terms of a relationship?
I'm not in a relationship as we speak.
Well, then that would be a newbie.
We got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6. Count them, 6 men here. And they don't appear to be, well, there's only one here that I think is somebody you may know in your circle or in your, you know, within the periphery.
It could just be like a know-all, kind of acquaintance, but not like know-well, right, type of thing, heard of type of thing.
Yes.
The acquaintance, we call them the acquaintance.
And I'll give you a real quick rundown on them right here. That one thing is I feel that your social circle is going to change. Now, that could be as a result of a new job opportunity where you'll mix and mingle with the people at that particular place of employment, or it will be because you've begun a relationship with somebody and he's going to introduce you to new friends. And you know, we often do go through periods where not everybody, but quite a few of us will drift from one social group to another. I almost feel like it's meant to be, because it's as if you learn all you can from the one group you're in, and then it sort of drift into a new one where there's all kinds of new people to meet and new things to experience. So I want to tell you that I feel you are going to feel your most loveliest this summer. Now, I think a lot of it could come from the admiring glances that you're going to get along the way. Plus, if you've been doing self-improvement in any way, it's going to show.
Yes, ma'am.
Yep, there
well,
it is.
That there's an affirmative.
There it is.
Roger that.
Okay. There is one man I want to caution you on. He's coming through under sure to come true, which means you are not. Hello. I heard a guy say I'm not available.
When you starting, so you said he's available or he's available?
We heard enough.
A man.
We heard somebody else talking on this phone line. It was really weird.
Isn't that from the past? Didn't that happen in the past?
Yeah, because it's a really popped up connection ever since I called in.
Okay, all right. Well, let's just roll with it then. So that little comment she made was just about that call, that thing we heard. It wasn't about the cards.
You are going to meet a man who seems to be your ideal. You know, he's got everything physically, all the right attributes, charming as hell. He's going to be a conversationalist, a gentleman, every kind of positive trait that you can think of until you start.
I'm sorry. You must have had a lot of beans today.
That was not me.
Let's finish this. We got to do this right now. Right. Connection's going from bad to worse.
I just wanted to tell her, don't get involved with him. He's a very possessive, abusive man. You don't need that.
Okay.
All right? And he will pester you with phone calls, but I would do your best to not engage with
him.
For that one guy.
Real quick, your healing card is subject adventure. Instead of seeing the current situation as an obstacle, try seeing it as an adventure. Explore all the possibilities. There are many more than you currently imagine. Instead of seeing things as either black or white, try to explore all the colors in between.
Yes, and Vicki, a card fell to the floor.
Uh-oh.
As I was gathering them, and Grandma always said, if it falls to the floor, it's coming to the door. And this looks to me like a business opportunity that could come your way. It doesn't mean you have to accept it. It just means that you'll encounter that. So thanks so much for calling us, Vicki. Yes,
thank you.
I appreciate you being calling on. You held the longest.
Thank you.
Well, you have a good one, and we shall talk again.
Jim, I'm telling you, you need to go do stand-up. You really do. And the reason I say this is I think you'd be the heckler on stage. You would remind me of, what's the name of that short, bald guy who was a great comedian?
Well, that narrows it down to about 15,000. What era? Like
Sharky.
The 40s, the 50s? Talking about Don Rickles?
Yes.
I don't think his style is,
what
you know.
What you said in response about sheep. And Rachel said, no, that's New Zealand.
All right, I opened up the floor. I typed it in. I will let you, the first Facebook Messenger call to Deborah Lee. Out of your video, it's your decision. We shall take it, and you shall be next. And we'll wait a few minutes, otherwise we'll go back to the phone lines.
That's right, you hockey puck. Remember we used to say that?
Who did?
Rickles.
Oh, did he?
Oh, he was just a...
I liked the guy.
Yeah, but he was, like, mean in his...
Yeah, but that was his style. He would... He'd dress people up and down, but he was a very religious guy, actually, so you know that was total acting.
Okay. Dr. Priya is saying, let's update what's going on to Deb.
Well, the messenger is going to get the priority, so we got to wait a minute or two. Dr. Priya, she's done a passenger call, hasn't she?
Yeah, there she is.
And there she is. All right. That's awesome. I like it.
Hello.
Turn your volume up.
How are you?
Pump up the volume.
We're doing well. We're doing well.
Wunderbar.
And glad to have you with us. So please tell me what's happening. What's the great, you know, details of your life?
Chase.
Yeah. So I have given an interview today.
Yes.
Second round.
That's all I need.
Yes.
It is different. I had not said about this. So earlier, I had said that they had not said anything about, when they will call me or something. It's a new one.
Oh, it's a new one, right?
Yes.
Okay, this is a new interview that you had, right?
Yeah, they are taking me, but the sanity and authority is very low. It's not up to their mark.
And you wanted me to look at what your potential with that one, or what would you like?
Yeah, I have one more on Friday, coming Friday. Only for 2 days working.
Okay.
So as you said earlier, that you will have many options to choose, but you will be confused.
Okay. All right. Well, give me a moment, and I will take a good look for you here. And Jim is going to chit-chat.
I have absolutely nothing to say. I'm sorry. I was wrapped up in my secondary job. But it's nice that you called in. We appreciate that. She's even... I think one extra hour away, if I'm not mistaken, in the Netherlands, is she not? From us, like from the UKers, I mean.
Yeah,
she's like, the UK is like 5 hours. I think she's 6 hours ahead of us, I believe, right? You're 6 hours ahead of the Eastern time, right?
Yeah.
She is indeed 6 hours. Wow. Look at me, math 101. Yeehaw. All right.
Boy, you all make us feel so complimented because
That's late.
It would take somebody really special for me to stay up this
late. Yeah, once upon a time, sure, back in the day, but that'll work. You know, my alarm goes off at 5-ish. And half the time, a dog has woken me up right around then because they get into routines and they kind of know. They come rolling in about 10, 15 minutes before the alarm goes off because they got pretty damn good internal alarm clocks.
Let me tell you.
All right.
Who do the dog?
Yeah. Quite often I don't need that to wake me up.
All right. Well, here's what I'm picking up here. I am not sure that this particular workplace that you have interviewed for would make you happy. In fact, I'm leaning the other way, that it would be a very oppressive environment. And now, of course, it's up to you. And some people can go in and, you know, they can just be fantastic soldiers and get the work done and not give a care about the politics and the this and that. But I feel that for you, hon, you come through as having a very sensitive heart. And I'm feeling that you would grieve that you took this position. There's a lot of men around this too. I don't know if they're in the, say, upper structure.
Management?
Yeah. And
executive management, depending on the organization.
And some of them are not completely focused on the work, if you know what I mean. So I think that you should really consider this very carefully for you.
This is only for women.
But I'm saying it could be those who have invested, those who are, like, you know, stockholders. What else, Jim? What else would be like
people
upper?
Just some kind of position of authority? It doesn't have to necessarily be a direct chain of command, but it's somebody that is an influencer. Yeah, it depends on the type of work in the, we'll call it a business. Might not even be officially a business, you know.
And just go with your own instincts. If you feel that you can make the most of this, then I would suggest that you do. And if it turns out that the environment is not, pleasant or to your liking, you're not married to that job. You know, you may have a contract, but...
Well, be careful of contracts you sign, too. That's another lesson there, too.
Yeah, I think something much better will come for you. I do. Something much better. All right, Jim.
All right, I shall pull one, the Healing Angel card. Archangel Uriel.
He's going to read this.
Yeah, here it is. Okay, this is from the Healing Angel card. It's from Archangel Uriel. A great spiritual transformation is currently occurring both in your life and in our world. Now, this is Uriel speaking. This is a union of heaven and earth, spirit and matter, heart and mind. Unite in harmonious balance. Let me speak like I know English.
And please be careful around your home. I am picking up in your cards that you could have not serious, but enough to take you off your feet, an accident. And you know, I'm feeling like it's a broken ankle, something like that. And boy, I'll tell you, I've had one. They are no fun. You end up in that cruel boot. You know, and you're riding on that stupid little bike.
The scooter.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is a great invention, though, when you think about it, before they invented that. Crutches get old fast. They get old really fast.
So I'm just saying, watch where you're walking. We don't need to hear that you have had a leg injury.
So it's not. She's not saying it's a... Coming in the door, it's out there, and if you keep your eye out for it, it will not happen if you keep your eye out for
it. That's true. And by knowing, now you can change the future.
Yeah, it's like, oh, boy, here I am walking outside, it's raining, and these steps get slippery in the rain. Let me just slow it down just a tiny little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Walk like a horse. You know, I always say, walk like a horse, lift them up and lay them down. Don't push off sometimes. That's when you go bye-bye.
Yes, walk like a horse.
Yeah, that sounds stupid. Didn't they also, that's like, wasn't that like the army pick him up and lay him down? Pick him up and lay him down for marching. Yep.
Yeah, marching was like that.
Just pick him up and lay him down. Don't start pulling and pushing when it's slippery. You go down.
So we can't
All right, thank you. Thank you very much.
Yeah, we can't wait to hear.
And you were the first Facebook caller. Thank you very much. We appreciate that.
And we hope you get some rest. Eventually.
Yeah, whenever you desire. You know, some night owl people do not want to go to bed this early, depending, you know. So we appreciate you, my dear. Thank you so much.
Well, I know in terms of my own rhythms. Thank you, hon. You're welcome, and blessings. Yeah. My best rhythm in writing and creating is usually in the wee hours of the morning.
That's what I'm saying. It depends on the person. You know, everybody has their time. A lot of times, well, you've got to remember, a lot of times that's from, you know why that was.
Hmm?
Because you didn't even get to freaking settle down and catch your breath until then when everybody was in bed and all the stuff you needed to do after that and get ready for the morning was done, being a mother and stuff. That's why a lot of times you didn't get to sit down and even start your writing until then.
That's
right?
Very true.
Yeah.
And some nights I stayed up all night and then rolled right into the work day.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So for you, you probably get everybody to bed and you probably set things up for the morning to make it easier to get things going in the morning. So by the time it's like, you know what, 11 o'clock, I'll take all unwind a little bit. And there I am working at 1, 2, 3 in the morning because that's the way the cookie crumbled.
Well, when you went to college.
Oh, those were not fun nights.
No, and you said you drink and write your composition.
Oh, when I had to do writing, yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep. My success story was to write while I was half in the bag and then edit sober. It worked out great.
Were you amazed at some of the things that you wrote down?
Oh, it was good creative thinking. I mean, it was a research paper, so it wasn't like I was writing fiction.
Good night, Dr. Kriya. See you soon.
Yep.
Yeah,
I wasn't writing fiction. It was big research, but it was a giant research paper. And you still, you know, you're right. You got to write this research paper, and I was taking a point of view. You don't just write a few boring facts out. So you got to, like, you know, you have to have the opening sentence. You have to have arguments and then counter the own arguments in there and blah, blah, blah. You know the deal. You know more about writing than I do. Yeah. And like I say, I did that stuff really super late. And the next day, I'd sit down and it's like, oh, look at that. That doesn't even make sense. It's not even proper English. Go back and edit.
And you should always follow what Ernest Hemingway, of course, the man, you know, shot him, killed himself.
No, that was DNA, obviously.
He had an excellent tip for when you have to write something. Never end at the end of the paragraph. It'll be really hard to pick it back up. So he says, end in the middle of a sentence.
Well, that's for an established author, too. I'm just writing a research paper.
Well,
so I believe that. Yeah. You're right. Yeah, of course. If you're going to be like a successful novelist, he probably learned for him is like, holy crap, if I end at the paragraph, as soon as I try to pick up again, the thoughts already shut down in front of me, and he had a hard time probably reopening. Then that makes sense.
All right.
Let's get back to the phone lines and...
Oh,
520, Olisa.
Hello.
Well, hello, Risa.
How are you?
Hello, Risa.
We haven't heard from you since Sunday night.
I think it was Sunday night. We knew you were very, very busy with activities with your neighbor and your grandson and over the weekend wrapping up. You probably had to make that drive back, right?
I wish. My phone died. So I was trying to scramble. You know, when your phone dies, life is over as we know it.
It's hilarious. And, sad but true. It is sad but true.
And talking to people overseas, and I'm telling them, I have 2 seconds. My phone is dead because it wasn't charging at all.
Oh.
And they're taking their time with the protocols, questions. Anyway. I have a new phone. It's refurbished. They sent it to me. I'm back in business. Back
Wonderful.
In the saddle again.
All right. Back in the saddle again. Aerosmith. That's actually a good song. Yeah, go ahead.
Dramas have ensued. I mean, right now we're in the rose garden of life. But I told him a little bit ago, the neighbor, I said, you know, I walk a thin line with you. I walk thin ice with you because this morning, I had spent a marathon over the weekend. My grandson came, so I was cooking in the kitchen, which is my forte, I know. And, you know, the night before, making really homemade dishes, and I loved doing it. And then the next day, and we had planned to go to another town to go to Walmart. And 2 p.m., I'm still in my PJs, cleaning the kitchen and cooking. And I mean, it's my fault. I chose to do that. And so then I was being rushed. Why aren't you ready yet? I'm in the shower. Little or no sleep, struggling along. My brother calls, and I start joking with him on the phone, and I could be overheard because our place is small. And so someone was thinking that it wasn't my brother, that it was somebody else. And then I had to say later, it's my brother, and blah, blah, blah. Anyway, it was one little drama after another. We all got, everything's fine. Everything's fine now. But, you know, it's just life. Life got in the way. And, you know, we went shopping. I was exhausted, and then I started to get pissed off, and then I was biting his head off sarcastically on the way back home, and then he didn't have anything to do with us for the whole day. And then this morning I said, I have to talk to you about something. I just, give him some information, and he was telling me, if you don't quit your dramas, I'm moving. And I said, I thought we weren't going to threaten each other like that anymore. But we got it ironed out. And now we're back into lovey land. And Deb, what do the cards say?
What do the cards? All right, well, I'm going to put them out for you.
Yes, indeed. The cards go down. It's like a wheel of drama has spun again. Where shall the...
No, but we're good. Stop? We're good now. We're all...
Of course you are. Of course you are. You're good for the next day or
Come
two.
On,
that's great.
That's normal living. Look at how often you and I disagree and yell at each other.
We typically don't go a long time without any communication like that. Or threaten to move.
Well, I've threatened.
Well, I was saying some nasty stuff on the way back. I was so exhausted. I was out of my head with exhaustion, and we were driving back, and I was saying really nasty stuff. I wasn't yelling or anything, and I said, you know, simply a remark he made. We're driving back, and he just made a remark about there wasn't enough hospital services or whatever, and I said, you know what? And I didn't yell. I said, I'm sick and tired of hearing new people come here and complain about this place. If they don't like it, go back where you came from. It was that kind of stuff. And then he kept smiling and saying, oh, okay. You know, it was pleasant. But I didn't know, I've been exhausted. And so yesterday all day he did his thing, which I knew he was going to. He had something going on.
What is this his thing? We hear this thing
goes,
all the time.
His friend,
I don't know what it is.
Friend,
is he smuggling
friend,
babies in
like
from
I have
Zealand?
My thing. His friend, they're house-sitting for someone. They're helping him with plants and stuff. And so he goes with his friend, and they take care of the plants. And then he comes back like he did today. And then we go play Frisbee in the park, and now I'm making tacos. I mean... You know, I have my thing.
What
you know,
am I doing wrong,
but...
Lord God? Why do I have to work a job when I wish I could have projects and just things to do and live in California and Nevada and Arizona?
You made different choices.
I just want to be able to do, I want to have things like that to do. I don't have to go to the grind. I guess, you know what?
Yeah.
I should play my own little freaking violins. And
but you know what, Deb?
Deb? Tell us, Deb. Yes, Deb, please tell us.
I love that guy so much. You know, yeah. I just, oh, my God. So, Deb, what do the cards say?
The cards say that this man needs to break down and give you a really good back massage.
Oh, my freaking God.
And leg massage.
Oh, he does. He does.
You need
it's
more.
It's the equivalent of, you should see how he makes, like, you know, I went ahead and broke down and bought a TV. I'm internet connected, but, you know, my grandson and I can watch anyway, we went and got one of those TVs, and it's big, and he's going to put it up, and he fixes things constantly. It's equivalent to back massage. I mean, we do a lot of lovely things. And then this morning...
If I put up that TV, if it's a back massage, he just said it.
We were out in the yard, and we were laughing and talking, drinking coffee. I mean, it's you know, it's so honeymoon-like. It's so sweet. And then we have the whole upcoming week, with the exception of tomorrow. We're going to do all this stuff. We're going to go here, there, and everywhere, and we're taking the grandkid, you know. So it's all
so
good.
Well,
good
the thing
good.
Is, you do say you're exhausted a lot. Are you speaking mentally, or is it physical exhaustion?
Well, I pick up my grandson, and
this weekend it's physical.
It was a long drive. Sometimes I just have to cut my schedule.
Yeah.
Like I had to cancel a lot of stuff because I just thought I'm not going to stress. When my grandson has been here before, I take my grandson with me and go to all these things. I was invited to different events, and I told my friends. And the incidence of COVID is rising too. So.
COVID,
you know,
I saw that.
I'm missing a lot of events, and it's okay. We just do open air stuff, and so the exhaustion simply comes from I like my naps, and sometimes, you know, I mean, I just have to squeeze out my nap time. That's all.
Yeah, you got to prioritize that when you can. Obviously, this weekend was a different ball game with your grandson and stuff. That's why she got physically wiped out. Plus the drive back and forth. I can see that.
But, you know, he did the driving, and he has a really cool car, and he likes to take us around, and that's so sweet of him. And I just bit his head off. I was pissed off about a couple of things that were really minor stuff, and I just started ripping into him, you know, in a real, not yelling. I just said, you know, I just get so sick of these people coming out here and complaining. They should just go back to where they're coming from. And so anyway, we caught up with each other, and it is today, this moment in time, it's all roses.
I'm going back to where they came from, so you know what that means. But anyway, well.
What was that little whispering?
Hey, Deb, I got to get your attention. Hey, Deb, what did the card say?
Well, you've got to kind of rein that in, too, because
I see
another upcoming confrontation between the
up
two
and
of
coming,
you.
Maybe.
What did I say?
It's just two ways of saying the same thing.
Yeah.
I just thought it was, I just made fun of it. She said upcoming. I think up and coming. Anyway, I just didn't mean to piss on
was
this.
Was he making fun of what do you want to call him? The minority?
I don't know about that. I mean, he was kind of making fun of the way she was giving
No.
the shit.
No, God, no.
Back where they came from.
Yeah, you said somebody needs to go back where they came from.
No, I was saying, no. I said, he simply said there wasn't enough, I forget the remark, like there wasn't enough hospital services out here. And I simply said, I get sick and tired of people coming out here, the new people, and complaining that there's not enough of this or that. And if they don't like it, they should go back to where they came from. That's all I said. And then I kept rolling with it because I was out of my mind exhausted, and I just felt like being a bitch. And I just kept rolling with it. I was so angry. And then,
you know, when you do feel like that, you can bring others around you up to speed. I have where I say, hey, not in the best spirits today, a bit on the bitchy side. So, you know. Take it in stride.
Typically, your average woman tells you that after they've already taken an arm and a leg and almost your head off. Wait, in case you didn't notice,
I'm kind of
feeling guilty.
Deb, you see another one like this, another coming up?
Yeah, and I'm seeing him becoming really insecure again, where he's going to start wondering again, do I really need to keep entertaining this relationship? So this guy, now, the only one who's around us at the present moment that I'm aware who has any background whatsoever in this would be Virgil, who's joined us.
But
here's the thing.
We're ready to move on.
When a person has to live in an absolutely perfect environment, no conflict, no arguments, no any kind of disruption, I wonder what that's called. And I would be interested because I tend to be that way too.
We got it.
I can't handle when people just start screwing with my peace. Yeah. When.
All right. Let's do this.
I want to finish, though. I wanted to
I'm
find
not
going to
sit here and wait for somebody from another country to type.
How she feels about. No, I'm talking to her. If he's not available, that's fine. But I wanted to mention to you, you guys are going to go all the way around the track again.
Right.
And
oh,
I don't.
No.
Yeah.
No, I didn't want that to happen.
I don't want you to feel like you got to do all the work. But that's what it seems like. He wants you to keep everything flaccid. Have you ever looked out on, say, a lake, and it doesn't even seem to move? It's like a mirror.
It's a little bit. You're going to see some Groundhog Day type movie stuff going on here. You're going to say, oh, this scene is being replayed again. This scene is being replayed again, right?
I think it would be good for her to bring that up.
No, just say every time that we talk, every time things get, when the going gets rough, you get going. Instead of like, you know, you just want to bail out. You want to pull the ripcord.
That's a trigger for him. And I don't understand enough about mental illness or all these disorders.
Yeah.
Every time I look at a new like website or a new, it's a different disorder.
I'm going to quit my job and just make stuff up like happy psychologists do. This is called the lampshade disorder, and I'm going to make this up. You know, when you were a child,
for me,
a dog pissed on the lamp.
But for me, I lived growing up always in a very chaotic, argumentative a family atmosphere. Always. It was always on a hair trigger because all somebody had to say was one word that was just out of balance and boom, the whole thing. I mean, it was
we've been making progress. We've been going to public events and having great times. And so, you know, we've been plowing through a lot of stuff. And so I think I'll just be more watchful of what I don't even know, what getting over exhausted, I guess. And that's what I even said to him. I said,
I was trying to keep everything on an even keel.
It was a Memorial Day weekend. There was a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
No, and I just said if I were to redo everything, you know, how would we redo it? And then I simply said I wouldn't spend that many hours in the kitchen. It just, you know, I was doing it for the sake of doing it, making, you know, and that's my own fault. That's my own fault. You know, I could easily have gotten a frozen pizza and just slapped it on the table.
But it wasn't like, I mean, it wasn't like there was like some catastrophic, humongous emotional thing that happened, like somebody cheated on someone or anything.
No,
you were tired. You were a little cranky. I mean, you guys got to be able to get over that. Not relive it over
and
over.
I was more than cranky. I was just going on a big old rip. I just said, you know, and if new people don't like this, they can take a hike. You know, I just kept on and on, like, as if I were Joan Rivers. I'm not Joan Rivers, you know.
You are a female.
You know,
that's what they do.
Here's the thing, and this is something I'm still learning in my own life. You'll repeat the same lesson, and they're mentioning this on the show page. You'll keep repeating the same lesson until you learn it and get it right. Now, what you could do is not be confrontational when he says something or, you know, he reacts badly to something you've said. You could say to him, hey, how are you feeling? Are you okay? And he should say the same to you. Yeah, okay. Okay, people are saying we're getting too long here.
Yes, so, we have gone beyond, but we shall return. Yeah, anyway, here is your angel card reading. It's a healing angel card reading. The subject is fear. I, Archangel Michael, that's the big dog, am here to help you through the present time. I love you, I protect you, and I keep you safe. Trust that all is well.
Yeah.
Accept my love and allow it to dissolve your fears. So okay. Don't be too fearful of all the things that happened the other day. Don't fear all that. Just, it's all good.
Okay.
Okay.
It's
so,
living
all right.
And it's called living and learning. That's all. And I hope everyone that's chiming in is also taking their words and using it for them as well.
Oh, they absolutely are. They are.
And we're humans.
Oh, good.
We're humans.
They're all dead.
Hang that up.
Time.
Hang it up.
All right, well, Lisa, take care.
Yeah, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Take care.
Woo-hoo.
Yep.
What are your plans for the night?
Tacos. We're having taco dinner. We're setting up the big old giant TV. I mean, this is big for us. We're going to be watching a lot of...
That's cool.
Ooh,
with tacos, too. That's badass.
I might have to have some tacos.
That is badass.
Yeah.
That is badass. Well, she's her tacos are the more west and south.
Yeah,
you get
the better, more
get
authentic stuff.
The better, yes. They take more time and preparation. We're jealous.
However, we do visit Mexican restaurants here where they barely speak English.
Well, the only ones you go to are the ones that have English problems, so we know we're getting authentic stuff. Yes. Yes, indeed. You know, the servers that bring you the food typically, they're the ones that speak no English at all.
Yeah.
And you say, hey, I need this and I need this. And they just nod and smile and they go grab the waiter or waitress. That's the guy. All right. You have a good one.
Right, take care. Things will stay good, too. Watch and see.
Yeah. I think they're both overreacting, but, you know, that happens a lot with humans. It wasn't that major of a deal, right?
Yes.
It was not. But, you know, shit happens. I've opened the floor, Facebook Messenger live now, the first caller. You got to wait. You can't try to jump the gun and do it early while we haven't wrapped up a call. Sorry. We have to hang up on you. You have to wait till we formally announce it, and we have done so. So Messenger, Deborah Lee now, and you shall be the next contestant on The Price is Right. And I'm getting a message written down. I play the Jeopardy music to both. Which one shall it be?
How does that go? Okay, we have Julie calling us. Okay.
Yeah, I don't like that.
I do.
I do not.
Well, we will battle later.
Yeah, I will win that battle because that's crap.
Hello there, Miss Julie.
Go ahead.
Hello.
How are you?
I just put the video on
because
I realized it wasn't on.
Well, it's up to you. It's your choice. If you want
there
video or not,
you
that is
are.
Your call.
I'm just lighting it up a bit. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, it's your call. If you want video, you don't want video. It's your call. Totally.
You are such a beautiful lady. Look at you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
I love your hair.
I swear to God, I'm sitting next to a lesbian. All she does is compliment women how beautiful they are. I don't do that with guys.
Women do that.
I don't do that with guys. I don't go to work and say, oh my God, Bob, you are smashing. Look at those pants, how they fit so nice, Bob. We don't do that.
Oh, he'd have you bobbing all right.
Well, I'm just saying. I'm not saying that I don't like Bob and doesn't look at him. I'm just saying I don't go like, holy crap, Bob, that mustache is so neatly trimmed and that hairdo. Damn, dude. I don't throw down like that. None of us do. But anyway, it's her call. I should not interrupt.
Well, all right, Julie, what can we do for you? What's on your mind?
You can have a look at anything.
Aw, she's sweet.
Especially with wife. I don't know what's going on there, but anyway.
Well, who does now? Sometimes none of us do, really.
That would be great.
Well, what's happening in your love
life? Yeah,
life?
Yeah. Background.
Well, nothing. I'm not with anybody.
No, well, that's okay.
I did have a boyfriend last year. It's been quite a long time, but other than that, no, there's nobody about at the moment. Not that I know of, anyway.
Well, I'll let you know if I see some for you.
Thank you.
All right, we can take a look. We'll see what... This is my first time, I think, giving you a reading, isn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so remember, every reading that I give you in the future is going to have more clarity, and it'll be easier to understand. A first reading is tends to be a bit on the bad side. I don't know you intuitively yet.
Yep.
But once I do, all right, sure.
Don't worry about it. It'll be fine.
Well, the good thing is she has seen a lot of readings, so she kind of gets a flavor for what she should need. Got to provide. The more info you give, the better your reading. It's almost like people writing computer programs and stuff and putting input in.
I don't know whether we'll get back together or not. I just don't know.
Okay.
We are quite good together. Most, 95% of the time, really, but we can be a bit of.
Did you have a disagreement? What happened?
We did.
Okay.
We did. I thought a thing didn't phone him and didn't.
Oh, okay.
Because he really, and I don't very often get annoyed, but I was really annoyed. For about 2 weeks and back down then, he said, no, I'm staying on my own now. I thought, oh dear.
That sounds pouty to me on his part. You didn't?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Very stubborn. Very stubborn.
I don't know what's wrong with men anymore. Maybe because so many women are after them on the internet or what.
Yeah.
But they're all wimpy now, and they don't chase women the way that they used to.
It's the internet.
No,
it's 100% the internet. Nobody has to be bold anymore.
Yeah.
Everybody can hide behind their keyboard. Yep.
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A lot of them can be sort of thing as well. You know, I can go off with a younger woman and have another family.
Whereas
a woman can't.
Yeah, but they are ridiculous in the sense they don't think that pretty young thing is only after their money. Mm-hmm.
Some don't, but some don't care because they have enough.
Or women from...
No, I'm not saying every man, but there are men like that.
Oh, there's plenty of them.
And women from third world countries. I'm not trying to be racist here, but look, they want out. They want a good life. And they will take a man, and then once they get over and they've got citizenship, adios, baby. Sayonara.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're gone. Well, all right. He is sorry. He is sorry about how things went. He knows that you're sad, too. But he's stubborn.
He is.
Yes, he is. He's very stubborn.
It's unbelievable. I mean, you literally need to get like a bulldozer or something and give him a slight kick with it. But
Well, you shouldn't have to do all the making up. You know, it's something that people share. And to have an argument get out of hand when you've been having this relationship, it should not create this great big silence between the two of you. You both should want to work it out. Like the lady on the phone, Lisa, she's learning how to not let these things turn into a cold war where nobody's talking. So she's learning that. But yes, he is hurting. He's sorry. Even though he said what he did, I don't see that he's enjoying being on his own. He's missing you very much. Yeah, he is. And I do think if you hold out long enough, you're going to end up running into each other somewhere. And you're going to make things up together.
Yeah, okay.
And then you should set down some rules. In the future, if we have a disagreement, we're not going to do this anymore. We can be, you can take 2 hours not to talk to each other, but then somebody's got to, take the step.
It's usually me that does that.
Well,
that's what's unusual about this situation.
Hmm.
And you can't always do that. You
shouldn't have to always do that. Right. You should not have to always do that. Both people should sometimes have to do that. Right.
Are you expecting money soon?
I thought you were going to say expecting like
no.
a caboose.
Yes, there is some money coming
yes,
soon.
Yes, there is. Very much so.
Oh.
It's going to be wonderful for you.
Money. Well, it is.
Wonderful. Yes.
Money.
Yeah, money is always good.
Money is There's no such thing as too much.
It's a necessity, isn't it? You have to have it.
What else are you going to do?
You got to buy food. You got to have a roof over your head. You know, you got to have stuff, right? You got to pay for, you got to have petrol. You got to have all that crap. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I just want you to know, I see him as the King of Hearts. And that's a really good card for a man to be. My late husband was the King of Hearts. That your man seems all heart to me.
Yeah,
he's got a very big heart.
Really?
What'd you say? I missed it.
You could actually have a you know what I mean? He's very soft, really, underneath.
Yeah.
Really,
he wears a cement overcoat, but he is still super sensitive and loving at heart.
He is.
So
does he actually wear a cement overcoat? I'm not being stupid here. I mean, I want to know, does he act like that, or he doesn't show his feelings much?
With others.
He doesn't show his feelings much. You see, he's ex-army.
Where I was getting. I wasn't trying to make fun of the euphemism.
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't going after the euphemism. I was just curious if he really is like that. Okay, well, that's good then.
Yeah.
The cards, you got to like it.
Yes.
I wouldn't have got that.
And one thing to tell you, when you get your money, if others ask you for any of it, you're never going to see it back. So make sure.
It's all hard if it's friends and family. That's where
they promise you the moon and the stars, and then it never comes.
Yeah, all you get is a freaking used up piece of toilet paper.
Yeah. Yep. So, I think here, I'm going to just tell you what I think is
going
to happen.
It's going on a limb.
And then he's going to, an intuitive limb.
But that's still a limb nonetheless.
I believe that you and he are going to make up, and you're going to have that honeymoon feeling when you make up as this time has passed. And I see you going on a holiday, some sort of trip somewhere, and it's very lovely, very nice. It'll be real good for the two of you to get some time together away from everything, you know.
That is cool.
Yeah.
So
are we ready?
Here goes Jimbo.
The harps. All right. This is a healing angel card reading, and the subject is surrender. There is no point in pushing the barrel up such a steep hill. Go back to the start. Surrender your expectations. There is an easier way. When the time is right, a new path will appear.
Yeah. I think you're going to be out on, say, the street, or you'll be somewhere, and you're going to see each other, and it'll be a whole new beginning for the two of you.
Oh, that'd be brilliant.
I wish, though, that he would just step up as a man and come to you and tell you he can't live without you and all those beautiful things.
But a lot of fear involved there for, you know, how it is when you're a human. It's hard to throw that out there.
And especially with him having been a military man.
Yeah.
You know.
Very proud.
Yes, very. Yeah. So, but I believe he loves you, or I would not see what I see.
She has cards.
Yeah. And he is sorry. Very sorry.
All right. Okay.
So you may want to have some peace talks. Like countries.
You may want to call an armistice. Have an armistice, first of all. You know. Yep.
Stand for something, you know.
Yeah.
Set up a DMZ. All that stuff. Yeah. Set all that stuff up and then have some talks.
Well, then at least you'd be talking his language, you know.
And Yeah.
Then you do the negotiation. I give you this, you give me that.
That's right. What do they call it? They call it treating, right? I've come to treat with you. Two
for
sides.
For treaties.
Yeah. We are treating to come to an agreement. I am here to, who's here to treat with for me?
Who treat? That sounds like a very nice word.
That's what they said back in those days. Because it's from the treaty thing. Yeah, the treaty.
Well, we are so happy to have you with us. And I know it's late for you.
I love watching you.
Thank you. It'd be nice if we could find
it. Really are really good together. Brilliant.
And we appreciate everybody that's in that time zone way east of us for staying up so damn late.
We have been friends.
It is late. We know it's late.
Jim and I have been friends for over 30 years. 30 years, yeah. So
yeah, we don't want to do the math. We don't want to go to the math and nail it down.
You know?
Oh yeah, and he's lucky I haven't killed him yet.
Well, that's
so.
That's the same with John, but you know.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what? We could say that probably about a lot of people we know. You know, that's right.
Sure. Oh, you are such a delight. Please call us again, and I love that you
that's awesome.
You like our show.
Yes.
I promise I will. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
It's only five. It's not too bad tonight. It's 1:05.
Oh,
so
that,
it's not
yeah.
too bad. Sometimes it's 2:00.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah, you're right.
Yeah. But thank you so much. We're honored. We really are.
Okay.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, do not be a stranger. Yes.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Blessings to you.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully, we'll see how good I stuck it. Should remember now when I see that name without having to ask.
Julie
Strains, right? Isn't it?
Fallon.
Just with an S.
Or probably,
Julie S.
Yeah, Julie S will work.
But I'm pretty good at forgetting things like that.
Oh, she's adorable.
Yeah, I mean, she's a nice person. Everything was great. That was a great call.
Rachel said
it's 10 a.m.
What?
10 a.m. in Australia.
What does Rachel do?
And that's 10 a.m. Actually, that would be June 1st then.
Yes, and Jim has asked me, Rachel, what does Rachel do all day?
Did I?
I said, I have no idea.
I don't remember asking that.
Yeah.
But I probably did. It might have been after 1 or 2 or 5,000 rums, maybe a little bit. Maybe. You know, I wonder what a lot of people do all day because my day is pretty standard.
Well, you go to work.
I work. Now, it's not one of those jobs where I go to like an assembly line and do the exact same thing every day. Otherwise, I already hung myself by now. So every day is a variety of shit, but there's pretty much I'm going to be doing these certain types of things every day.
He can take off days whenever he wants.
Pretty much.
He's got that.
There are 90% of the time. Again, there are times when I can't. Like when the submarine comes in. One of those attack boats come in for overhaul. I got to be there in the groundhog. Just it is what it is. It is what it is to make everybody happy.
Well, and they know he's a serious company man. He's been with them for 20-some years. Yeah.
Well, technically, it's been 26 and a half, but they didn't count the first year and change.
That's right.
So this August, it'll be 25, according to them.
Wow.
So I'm going to get some cool gifts.
Are you?
Almost like parting gifts, but they're not parting gifts. Well, they give you this really cool, no, it's just started. I don't have one yet. They give this cool thing. They'll have a number 25. It'll be like this 3D model thing out of a clear plastic. It'll have a bunch of cool images of the ship and shit on it, whatever. You just throw it on the desk and use it to put poop on or something. They will give you some gifts to pick up.
Wow, that's old.
I got a Kindle that I picked up for you, and you never used it, just sitting down there.
Where is
it? There, if I go right there, I can pull it out of a drawer.
Does anybody use those anymore since they come on phones?
I don't know. Maybe I should just give it to Goodwill.
No, not yet.
It never actually got used. I set it up. And...
For some reason, I've had two. I think Daryl had gotten one, too, at some point. So are you out of callers?
Well, Captain asked about the Social Security. No, I plan. Actually, you know what? I'm not interested in retiring.
No.
I don't want to just get up and go around and go play with plants. Oh, I should go out and make a garden. And I'm going to work. I'll either die at work or I'll die at home in bed getting ready to go to work. Work until I drop. And I'm okay with that. I don't feel sad. That's what I want to do. I get enough time off. It's not like I work 24 hours a day. So, you know, it'd be different for people that do military for life. Now, those people, you got to give them some kudos because they don't have a lot of home life 90% of the time.
Yeah.
So what I did, I mean, I work way more than 40 hours a week, but I still have plenty of time off. You can ask her.
If you work until you buy the farm right at your desk, you're never going to collect your Social Security. Are you?
What? If I'm getting ready to get incinerated into ashes or buried in dirt, why do I care about my Social Security?
Yeah, true.
Why would I give two shits about that? Anyone? Not exactly. All right. I've extended the show. Let's see here. Hate when my fingers don't work. All right. We'll open it up to the Facebookers. Next caller. We're going to leave a few minutes for you folks to Deborah Lee audio or video. Deborah Lee. Then we're probably going to wrap one way or the other after this because our Block Talk callers, Lisa's still listening.
Maybe
she's a faithful listener forever. No, we got a lot of Facebookers.
Louise is here. Hi, Louise.
Yeah. Oh, you know what?
What?
Oh, I suck. I'll give her a international shout out from like 1,000 years ago. I failed. I'm sorry. She's been here for like a half hour at least.
Oh, poor thing, yeah.
I feel shame that I did not give it to you a long time ago. Dun-dun-dun-dun.
Yeah, I think you're right, Catherine. We could have a little discussion on this.
Yeah, we got
time. I would not chance remarrying. I would live with somebody. I would like to have a commitment ceremony, which I conduct here in the Commonwealth of Virginia on sanction to do these kinds of things,
but
marriage.
But it's a commitment ceremony.
It's just the...
It's purely... There's nothing legal about it, right? No legal paperwork to sign, nothing like that.
Right. It would just be you can exchange rings, a necklace, whatever.
And a lot of people like to do it after they've been married for so many years, right?
Yeah. Well, that's a
redoing their vows or whatever they call
it.
There's different names for the vow thing.
Yeah. Yeah. And I've married people in secret that had
secret,
a wedding
secret.
Plan.
I've got a secret.
But they were in the military, and they needed to secretly get married for their paperwork and everything to be completed so that when they returned from deployment, then they would be having their wedding and everything.
Clock is ticking. Tick-tock. Remember when...
What?
If you ever watched that movie, Silence of the Lambs, and he was messing with Clarice about something, he goes, ooh, trying to find that killer, tick-tock, he was fucking with her.
He said that?
Yeah. Ooh, the clock is ticking, tick-tock. She's trying to ask him questions and work with him to find the killer guy that she thinks he knows. He says he knows who it was. She's messing with him, he goes, ooh, Clarice, the clock is ticking, tick-tock.
He was in love with her.
What?
Yeah.
It was a weird one. It wasn't like maybe love. It might have been like daughter love, friendship love. You know what? That was a good movie.
Oh, the first one. Absolutely.
Yeah, the Signs of the Lambs. That was
the
great.
The one I watched was with the new Clarice.
Oh, I never... Was that one? Which one was that? Because they made a sequel. They went back and forth with Red Dragon.
Yes.
Louise, we have a color. We'll talk about that before she's done. There's a lot of good questions there.
Hello. Hi, love. How are you doing?
Thank you.
I can see you.
Yes,
Mr.
indeed.
Hi, I'm feeling good.
Okay, well, what's new?
Yes.
Okay, so lost. Blah, blah, blah. What we will talk about is
going to
be new. Maybe
you agree
on that, please.
Nope.
What?
I just looked at negative. A negative goes right around that.
Okay, so the cards. We will talk about what's been going on with me. So I would like the cards to see what is going to be going on, like positivity.
Oh.
Okay, so you want... And do you care about one aspect? Do you want love? Do you want career? Or do you want anything? Anything that comes out?
All right.
Yeah.
Okay. Anything that comes out. All right, there you go. And folks that are new out there, we've been together a lot off on this show for a long time.
Oh, a long time.
So when she says, I just want to know these things, we can do that. If you're a brand new person, you have to give us background, but she does not. Because she's got it like that. And all of our regulars have it like that. Because we already have their background. Had it for a long, long time.
Are you seeing somebody? No.
Not even sort of, kind of?
If they're not, It just doesn't fit. It's like bye-bye. So no, not
okay.
Serious.
And there's no, there wasn't like a hidden agenda with that question where you would, should feel shame. Because some people...
I get very sad about something right on the spot.
Yeah, but, you know, sometimes people have different levels of seeing somebody.
Then
embarrassment here when it comes to love.
Okay.
Well, then
there
this
you go.
Is a cautionary note for you.
Mm.
That the next guy that comes along, do not trust him. He's a liar. He's a player. I mean, it's blatant.
Make a note of that.
It's blatant here.
File that away. Because it might not be tomorrow.
This guy will scam you to death in many ways.
He's going to speak with a forked tongue.
Like a snake, right?
Like a snake in the Garden of Eden. Imagine that. Yes.
And he's going to want money from you. He's going to promise you, I will pay you back.
But remember this, because Deb's not saying it's tomorrow. Maybe it's down the road. You don't want to forget this.
I think it is down the road.
Oh, yeah. She thinks it's down the road, so don't forget this conversation.
Yeah, well, he'll show up.
Do not forget.
There's no doubt in my mind, but for positivity. Now, that could be positivity, because you will consciously,
be aware.
That's it. Yeah, be aware, and you're going to, miss that bullet.
Yeah, you want to miss that bullet. I mean, we want to miss all bullets, but you want to miss that bullet.
They start out so charming, and they just, they're just crazy about you. And
you know what it is? The bad apples rooted for the bunch.
I've done stuff with the checklist, and they've got to take the wrong literally on their site, because I know I can read.
Well, you're very beautiful.
Well, you got to have your checklist ready then.
And sometimes it's a burden.
Have a checklist.
Beauty can be a burden.
Yeah, but the ugly people say, screw you on your burden.
The ugly people.
The swamp things say, you know what? It's like the poor people. Rich people say, oh, money is such a burden. The poor people are like, want to flip the burden. Say, screw you on your burden, you know.
I might like to start guessing in the bin, but then I like to put my hair up so I like living
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Yeah, you can put that black stuff on your teeth so it looks like you're a hockey player missing teeth. Yeah.
A big mole on me.
Yeah. You know what? Because you know what? Remember that, wasn't that Sergio, what's that guy?
Who, Mendez? No.
So the dude with the big nose, that big old play, Sergio Dergino, what is the guy's name? He was telling the other guy how to...
Cyrano.
Cyrano what?
The Bergerac.
So it's like that. You want that guy that wants you not for your, the other, it's like reverse order. You want somebody that wants you for you, not your beauty.
Like in the movie Roxanne with Steve Martin.
Yeah, it was a remake of that, modern day remake, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? It's not actually even a beauty, because I swear I'm not so beautiful, but it's the energy that's from within, and I think that's what gets it.
Honey, yes, you can tell yourself that because you're very humble. But you are actually, she's gorgeous.
Oh, she's a great looking chick.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
In her little nightwear.
Back in my 20s and stuff, I'd be lying my ass off to her.
Look at her.
I'd be lying my ass off
like
in my 20s.
Baby doll, little.
Oh, yeah. She's hot as shit. So, you got to be careful with that because.
Yeah.
You know, guys are going to be coming up trying to sell you used cars, except the cars themselves.
And it's in their pants, too.
Well, yeah, but I'm saying it's themselves
so
they can drop their drawers. Yes. Yes, indeed. Well, she's not 16 years old, so she knows that.
And you know, I'm not a fool. I'm not like that. I give my body to know.
Very good.
Right, and it's not the first time in the game of life.
It is true. She's been around the track a little bit.
Right. So she can recognize a jackwad, but sometimes we get a little cocky and think we can realize what there might be a guy that's going to slip through the cracks.
I got better,
right?
Better fish.
Watch
for
up.
You to fry here.
Ooh, or frying fish. Hear that, Virgil?
Right.
Because we were talking about fish and chips and gravy.
Where are you? Oh, here we go.
Oh, I want that one. Gravy on my fish and chips.
Very close to answering your calling. And this, you are very, she is empathic.
What is her calling, Deb?
Her calling is helping others to achieve their, I just heard the word greatness, to achieve their greatness.
And I wasn't saying that to be an asshole, because I didn't know.
In spirit.
And I wanted other people.
You know, in their lives. Yes, sometimes people need to be told how wonderful they are. And because I feel so unworthy. And Virgil here that's in the chat with us, he has a friend named, I believe it's Charlie Veach. I hope I'm not saying that wrong, but he's a very successful writer and filmmaker and comedian. But when he walks around these common areas, it looks like there are so many forlorn people that come on camera. You know, and he's kind of goofing on people and stuff, you know, because he's got that comedy spirit. But I look at so many and they're like this, hunched over, and they're too young to look like that. And that's what you're going to respond to.
Depends my house.
And you will. You're going to even, I've always said, you'll work with children and all the way up. Because, you know, children turn into teenagers and they turn into adults. And not everybody gets off.
What the hell just happened?
What?
Do you have your windows open? Do you have insects running around?
Well, there's no. Sounds like a fly, but I can't see anything. So.
Hey, well, sounds like a fly. Well, if you open your doors, you come and go. They come in.
I think that was.
I don't. It doesn't have to be a demon from hell.
No, it was her guide. And her guide was like nudging her ear, like, listen. Yes.
I didn't say anything. It gave me a look of like, shut the hell up, Jim. I didn't say a damn thing.
No, but I know that you're so realistic, rather.
I'm realistic, but you see what I watch. I'm not that realistic, right?
It wasn't a ghost. It was a spirit. Yeah, he's a ghost.
Wait, time out.
The ghost of Christmas past.
Yes, and now time out. It wasn't a ghost. It was a spirit. Now, who's here to frickin' define what the frick that means?
There's a difference.
Regardless, I'm happy.
What do you mean there's a difference?
There is, to me, a difference. A ghost is an entity that has not gone on to the afterlife.
Oh, that's in your definition, though.
For whatever reason. But a spirit is one that comes through all dimensions and is like you have spirit guides and you have your, what are the other ones? There's others.
But there's no way it could have been from somebody that was passed, right? That is now that person.
Her spirit guides?
Yeah, it could be somebody that has passed.
I think that would be an angel in her life. Like, say, if she had a grandmother that passed on, that she was very close to, I think the grandmother would be taking the form of, say, like an angel and would be hovering with her. I'm just saying.
We could probably spend 17 straight hours talking about this subject, so we should not do so.
I'm not that educated on
it. Neither am I.
So Rachel or somebody else.
We're just educated as much as we can see on
Right.
Okay. That was a brilliant explanation. That's what I might do.
Thank you very much, my dear. And this right here, this says it all, that you, about positivity, this is your success. This is your self-fulfillment. This Two of Hearts is, for me, the best card in the deck. It transcends all. It's about full of love, full of inspiration, and like hope. It's a card of all of that. This is you making all sorts of commitments, contract signing, agreements. Okay, and this is where you're going to have realized you have met your true calling. And don't worry, you're still very young for this. I mean, some people don't become famous artists until they're like 60. So.
And age is relative. As stupid as that sounds, people hear that. They get sick of hearing that. It's relative thing. It really is.
You have a man that's going to come forward to offer you working with him. What?
Is he a mighty good man?
He's a mighty good man.
What a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man.
Do you know that song?
Of course.
Yeah.
What, is that Old Salt and Pepper?
No, the other one.
PLC? Was it PLC?
Yeah, it was.
I thought it was Salt and Pepper.
And
what
then,
a man, what a man, what a man. That was like early 90s, right?
And then there is the other one, it's Raining Men.
Oh, that was, that was back in the day.
Raining Men.
If I could describe the one once, I love myself. I am the tiger.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
She said, I am the tiger.
Oh, Survivor.
Yeah.
Dun, 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 dun. That was a great tune.
If we all meet one day, we're
if
going
to... If the eye of the tiger, that's
gonna
the
have
key
to do
the
a
fight.
Sing-along. All of us.
Yeah.
It's like, it could be international Facebook karaoke.
Ooh, I like
that. Oh, true. Or
name that tune.
You do
anyway, get back to her.
Do you have that over there where you can get up and make a fool out
of
yourself? Of
course they do.
When you've been drinking.
I do it daily.
Well, I mean, do they have it in the bars, the pubs, with the machines?
Yeah,
of course, everybody does that. It's international.
Oh, you're going
to
be...
My family is all in Bantra. I used to go out and play the guitar and, have karaoke night.
Well, I
can't
wait.
You should go up there and sing a lot of Beatles songs.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, Norwegian Wood.
That is probably... I only like three Beatles songs. Right?
I like them all. But
I like that one very much.
Isn't it good, Norwegian Wood?
I don't know. I've never dated any.
I don't have any Norwegian wood here. Yeah, you chicks want Norwegian wood, don't you? Yeah. All right.
Oh my God, he is on tonight. Yeah.
Oh, anyway, Louise, are you ready to wrap?
Yes, give her her. Just remember, it's always here as a confirmation to you. And that's why I think that having a romantic partner is not that important for you right now, because you're more focused on what you're here to accomplish. Okay.
And that makes more sense for all of us.
It's very likely that you could be a crystal child, an indigo child.
Indigo one.
Look them up.
Dad, we have one of those cards.
Yeah,
another deck
yeah.
of cards that may come up if we ever talk to her again. The other deck of cards, we have that one. Remember the original answer cards?
Oh, yeah.
It has the indigo.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll have to see if it comes up for her sometime.
So you might be in the world, but wait.
You're here, you're in the world, but you're not of the world.
That's what I meant to say.
I understand.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's not physically.
And you're here to help humanity.
It's not physically people.
And to move us forward with enlightenment.
Obviously, physically, we're from here.
Wow.
You know, it's okay to laugh. That's joy. I know that's joy. So
guess what? Here we go.
Angel card time.
Angel card. All right. Actually, the subject is a good one. It's called healing. It says, I, the angel of healing, but they never identified who they were. This is interesting. I, the angel of healing, am with you right now. Feel my presence. And my unwavering love for you. I have loved you before the dawn of time. And
wow.
I love you for all of eternity.
And who's that from?
The angel never identified itself.
Wow.
It just says the angel.
Absolutely gorgeous.
It says it's the angel of healing. Yeah. Maybe if you Google it, we would know who that is.
Yeah, we would. Angel of healing. Well... I always feel a very good feeling about you, ever since the very beginning.
But she's always...
And same with you, too.
She's a glass half full. She never comes here...
Half empty.
I like the half full people. You know what? Some people don't. I do not like the half empty people. Yep. I don't like the half empty glass.
Well, they're negative.
Don't associate with them at work. Don't associate with them. I mean, we're all going to have down days, but overall, you got to say it's just a down day. It's not forever.
If you say the glass is half full, that's optimism.
Yes. Right. Optimist instead of pessimism.
Right.
Exactly. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
All right.
All right, my dear
Thank
darling.
You for sticking around.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
You know,
she wasn't the first caller, but she is the last.
I feel like really blessed.
You know, think about this stuff when you do go to sleep, and you may get a very, very lovely dream.
You don't know. That's
about
true.
About the future. Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh. She made the cross.
Hugs and love. You too. Bye-bye, darling. Talk to you soon.
She stayed up a long time as well. She was on here about an hour ago.
Wow, I'm glad we... Love
yeah.
Police. Yeah, I think so too. And Rachel says laughing is a very high vibration. Jim will say to me sometimes, what the hell are you laughing at? I don't know, but it's like all of a sudden, life strikes me funny.
But there's nothing wrong with that. I'm okay with that. I mean, I haven't been through like serious, like, I don't want to say I've been through things like people that have been through horrible things traumatically.
Yeah.
But I've been through things that are like, just screw it, just laugh about it. I remember...
Remember,
I had gone to the dentist forever and I had my teeth cleaned really bad and it hurt so bad. After all, I just started laughing at the pain. It's like, you know what? I brought this on myself. They have to do this deep cleaning with no pain medicine. It's like, you know what? Just laugh. What are you going to do? Just laugh. Because you know what's going to end, first of all. That's
what
is? Well, some things, if you have a bad part in life, a big painful thing that happened in life, it's not forever. It's going to just laugh at it. Let it go.
But sometimes the world just seems so ridiculous.
Yep, it does.
Yeah.
It's like, screw it. All right, Deb. Can you type that?
Type what?
Later. Whatever you're typing. Let's do...
Yeah, you do it too. Remember, like Love Doctor Show, 7 p.m. Eastern or PM Pacific.
Whatever that will be.
Yeah, so join
One
us.
Never knows, do they? This is Blog Talk.
Yeah.
Good night, Blog Talkers.